Questions from readers. When will the nations proclaim peace and security?
The picture shows world leaders standing near the United Nations headquarters and proclaiming peace and security to a large, excited crowd of people.
As we considered in the questions from readers published in a recent issue of the Watchtower, Jehovah will soon put into the hearts of the ten horns, all the political powers, his thought, namely, that they give their power and authority to the scarlet-colored wild beast, the United Nations. This beast is also called the image of the wild beast, Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, and chapter 17, verses 3, 16, and 17. Then the ten horns and the newly empowered wild beast will remove false religion worldwide. Will the nations proclaim peace and security before or after the destruction of false religion? 1 Thessalonians 5:3.
The footnote reads, "The wording that the Apostle Paul uses allows for the possibility that this could be not one, but a series of proclamations."
Put simply, we do not know for sure the timing of the future proclamation of peace and security. If we knew all the details, we would not need to stay alert and watchful. Yet Jesus repeatedly counseled his followers to keep on the watch. Matthew 24, 42, chapter 25, verse 13, and chapter 26, verse 41. Let us now take a close look at the inspired prophecy that the Apostle Paul set out in his letter to the Thessalonians. Paul wrote, "Whenever it is that they are saying peace and security, then sudden destruction is to be instantly on them." 1 Thessalonians 5:2 and 3. Our publications have often explained Paul's words this way: the proclamation of peace and security will be made just before the outbreak of the Great Tribulation, which begins with the destruction of Babylon the Great, the world empire of false religion. This future proclamation has been described as the final signal that the Great Tribulation is about to begin. However, after further careful consideration, it seems that there is another possible explanation that we cannot rule out. Perhaps the proclamation of peace and security will be made after the destruction of false religion. Why might this be the case? Consider the following questions. What has been false religion's role in the wars of the nations? The Bible explains, "In her, the great prostitute, Babylon the Great, was found the blood of all those who have been slaughtered on the earth." Revelation 17, 1 and 5, and chapter 18, verse 24. Throughout history, the great prostitute has promoted the wars of the nations and often fueled acts of terrorism. So she has been a force for war and aggression, not peace and security. That raises the question, will the nations proclaim peace and security only after they have removed Babylon the Great? That is possible, but we cannot be certain. What will follow the proclamation of peace and security? Paul says, "Then sudden destruction is to be instantly on them." 1 Thessalonians 5:3. The study note on this verse says, "Paul here indicates that there will be little or no time between the proclamation of peace and security and the destruction that will come upon those making that cry. It will be sudden and inescapable." If the world's political powers proclaim peace and security after false religion has been removed, then the destruction of all those nations would follow with striking suddenness. How will Jehovah's people react to the foretold events? Paul says, "Brothers, you are not in darkness, so that the day should overtake you as it would thieves." 1 Thessalonians 5:4. Consider, if the proclamation of peace and security is made after the destruction of false religion, then Jehovah's people will know that the destruction of the nations is imminent. However, from the point of view of the nations, Their destruction will come as a thief, suddenly, without warning. What then may we expect? In the near future, the ten horns and the greatly empowered wild beast will destroy false religion. This will be the start of the Great Tribulation. We also know that at some point, the nations will proclaim peace and security. When will that happen? We have discussed two possibilities. Possibility one, that proclamation will be made before the destruction of false religion. Possibility two, that proclamation will come after the political elements have completely destroyed false religion. We will have to wait and see what happens. Bible prophecies are often fully understood when they are being fulfilled or after they have been fulfilled. In the meantime, what matters most is not the timing of the future proclamation of peace and security, but our standing before God. We must stay awake and keep our senses so that we may be fully prepared no matter how events unfold. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. End of article.